The body responsible for the design, construction and fit-out of the new National Children's Hospital has said it doesn't envisage potential remedial works interfering with the scheduled completion. It follows suggestions from Sinn Féin that remedial work on 11 operating theatres at the new facility will add to delays and costs. The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board says that potential works in the operating theatres are minor and will involve, quote, the movement of four ceiling grills in each of the theatres. This will not cost, quote, tens of millions of euro, as is being claimed, and is not expected to have an impact on the completion date of the hospital, the board added. It went on to say that critical issue of concern is that the building contractor, BAM, has still not provided what's known as a programme of works to determine a timeline for the completion of the hospital project. This is now months late, and as a result, BAM is in breach of contract, the board said. For more, let's have a word now with our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, is it any clearer now when the National Children's Hospital will be finished?
Well, the Taoiseach speaking inside the last half hour has said it is anticipated that the Children's Hospital would see its first patients at some stage next year, so at some stage in 2024. But I suppose you can see a lot happening in the background, particularly between the hospital board and the contractor around costs and around completion. I suppose it is significant too that the board are saying that as things stand, it does intend to withhold payments of up to 15% from the contractor, BAM. That's because it can't get, as you pointed out, that updated programme of works, which it says it has been requesting since last February. On the issue that is likely to be raised in the Dáil in the next half hour or so, that is that question around half of the hospital's operating theatres, Sinn Féin, sticking by its view, which it says is based on correspondence it has from many sources, that what is happening in half of those operating rooms is significant and could require extensive work if it is to be repaired. That is work relating to ventilation systems in the ceilings.
What has Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, been saying today?
Stephen Donnelly has called on Sinn Féin to identify its source for these claims, asking, is it the contractor? He said the party could unwittingly find itself undermining the state in relation to this and in relation to costs and the sorting out of costs around the hospital. He says the government's main concern does centre on not having that updated programme of works. And of course, that is fairly central too, to finding out when the hospital will be completed exactly. Right now, March of next year is the date that has been spoken about. I think politically there is a feeling that that could well drift.
Has there been any response from David Cullinan to that request from Stephen Donnelly yet?
No, David Cullinan saying that he stands by what he has to say. He won't reveal his sources, but he says there are multiple sources. He's also saying that this particular problem in relation to the ceilings and the ventilation systems was raised some time back, and that things should have happened around it before now. Of course, it was in May that the builder was asked to stop work on the ceilings in those operating rooms while a review was taking place as to how best to proceed. As of yesterday, it wasn't entirely clear how things would proceed, but statements from the hospital board today seem clearer, saying that it does really involve moving those four grills in each of the operating rooms, which is work that the board at least is describing as minor.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Let's stay with the story and speak to Catherine Murphy. She's a TD for the Social Democrats and a member of the Public Accounts Committee. Catherine Murphy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of determining the timeline when the hospital will actually open, the Public Accounts Committee have been pursuing that for some months, and indeed only last month got a reply saying that the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board were trying to get a programme of completion from BAM, and indeed they went in their reply, they told the committee that the initial fit out of 22 operating theatres was underway, and this work would continue throughout 2023. That's only a month ago, and yet we're hearing today that the work is, there is some work stopped on that particular part of the project. Look, this, and I'm actually pleased to see that the that the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board are withholding 15% of payments due to BAM, because there has to be some sort of a sanction for not providing what is contractually obliged to provide, and that is the completion programme. Without that completion programme, there's no way that you can determine what the date is. And again, only a month ago, the Minister was absolutely adamant that this the hospital would be opened on time. It's very difficult to see how that is the case.
There have been a number of statements today from the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, but just to read you from some of their latest ones, they said there's been no material change to the design on the new children's hospital. The potential works in the 11 operating theatres are minor works. They're not on the critical path. They say that the board has been aware of the potential issue, as you mentioned, since May of last year. It's being addressed in a timely and appropriate manner. They say that it will not cost tens of millions of euros, as being claimed, and it is not expected to have an impact on the completion date of the hospital. Do you accept that?
Well, they're kind of going against what they have said themselves in their own statement, where they said that they've repeatedly requested a contract compliant programme from BAM, and indeed they have now applied a 15% penalty.
Yes, they've said this in all their statements over the course of the last day. They say it's a critical issue of concern that BAM has still not provided a programme of works. This is now months late, and as a result, BAM is in breach of contract.
Yeah, like, how can you possibly determine what the timeline for opening this hospital is in the absence of that? That is what the Public Accounts Committee have been pursuing. And indeed, you know, I mean, there's been major deficiencies in how the state has handled this, whether it's the board or whether it's the government in relation to this. And we're constantly told that, you know, don't raise the issue, you know, it's a live contract, you can't discuss it. I think it's pretty basic to know when the hospital is going to be completed. And indeed, the very fact that the board is applying this 15% penalty is indicative of the problem that we have here. As I say, this is only a month ago that we've been told that the work is proceeding on the theatres, and yet we're hearing that it's halted. So it's very difficult to know what to believe in this, and that absence of clarity has to be addressed by the government and by the board, because the longer this goes, and the longer if you're retrofitting something, it's going to cost more, quite obviously, and if there's going to be delays, we all know that delays are costing money, because there is inbuilt into the contract the issue of building inflation. So it does matter when this hospital is completed, and we do need clarity on this.
Catherine Murphy, TD and member of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you very much for speaking with us today.